With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Businesses in downtown Carbondale will be allowed to expand operations into the streets beginning June 11th. Under the new ordinance passed by the town's Board of Trustees last week, Main Street will become a one-way street between 3rd and 4th. On Fridays and Saturdays, that section will be closed to all traffic from 5 to 9 p.m. In other locations, businesses are allowed to expand up to 9 feet in the parking lanes adjacent to their storefronts with town permission. Carbondale officials say the ordinance will help bring residents and visitors back to town restaurants and stores while having more room to effectively practice social distancing. Governor Jared Polis spoke for the first time yesterday about the protests in Denver over the death of George Floyd. Scott Franz has more.
Polis called Floyd's death at the hands of police a brutal, inhumane murder, but he said the destruction being caused by some demonstrators in Denver is distracting from the peaceful protests calling for justice and equality.
To those who are peacefully protesting, I want you to know that I see you, I hear you, and I grieve with you. And more importantly, I want to work with you to make Colorado better and America better.
Polis criticized calls from President Donald Trump to use more force against the protesters. When asked what reforms or proposals he would support in Colorado to respond to the demonstrations, Polis did not offer any specifics. He said the demonstrations give the state an opportunity to, quote, address systemic racism. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
COVID-19 has impacted everyone, but not everyone is experiencing the pandemic in the same way. That's the idea behind Roaring Fork School's virtual roundtable discussions called Sharing Stories, Life During a Pandemic. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
The online event features Roaring Fork students, faculty, and parents sharing what this time at home has meant for them. Anna Cole is Roaring Fork School's Family Resource Center director.
It became really clear to our steering committee that in this crisis, to try to find ways to amplify some of the stories of resilience and creativity and innovation that so many of our students and families and staff have demonstrated in overcoming.
The final roundtable is tonight and is hosted in English and Spanish. The discussion can be found on the Roaring Fork School District's website. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
A bill to permanently fund conservation efforts and reduce maintenance backlogs on our public lands will soon be up for a vote in the U.S. Senate. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
U.S. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado introduced the Great American Outdoors Act back in March. And late last month, he announced he secured a vote on the bill from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The measure has 58 co-sponsors and bipartisan support, and President Donald Trump is signaling that he will sign the act into law if it passes. The legislation would establish a new fund financed by energy production on federal public lands and waters. The priority will be to tackle infrastructure projects across national parks, forests, and public lands. It will also permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which invests in conservation projects using royalties from offshore oil drilling. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
The legislation is also co-sponsored by Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. It's Blackbirders Week, and if you've not heard of that before, that's because it's new. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen explains.
This inaugural event came about in response to the racist incident in Central Park last week when a white woman called the police after a black birder asked her to put her dog on a leash. Sheridan Alford is a co-founder of Blackbirders Week. She says she identified with that situation.
Trying to be out in the field and do what we're either paid to do or do what we love, and having to deal with certain prejudices or things that we think of that other non-people of color might not think of.
Like the misconception that black people aren't interested in nature or an activity like birding. These are the microaggressions she says that black people have to deal with.
We are here as black birders and as black people in nature, and we love it just as much as everyone else loves it.
Here's how this week works. Black people can post photos of themselves birding or just out exploring nature using the hashtag BlackBirdersWeek. There's also certain days where anyone can ask black birders questions on Twitter about the activity. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.